the fund is managed with a value philosophy. We invest in companies that are both undervalued and that pay dividends. Historically, what you've found is that value stocks have, in fact, outperformed the market, and companies that pay dividends have, in fact, outperformed the market. So we feel like by targeting those two sectors of the marketplace, we're really swimming in an advantaged pool.
I think one of our competitive advantages is really to look out 12 to 36 months with the market so concentrated on short-term trading strategies, the ability to look out and see where the market's misperceiving companies on a long-term basis really sets us apart.
The process that we go through is very bottom-up. We're targeting companies that we think are misperceived and mispriced in the equity markets. It's very much based in strong fundamental research. We're backed by a team of about 25 analysts here following companies. We do a tremendous amount of individual research on our own, and we're continually looking for names that we think the market is both undervaluing and not understanding fully where the company can create value over time.
We think if a company can beat earnings consistently, then low valuations can turn into higher valuations. And if you put that higher valuation on higher earnings numbers, we think that's a recipe for continued outperformance on stocks and therefore the portfolio.
The portfolio typically owns somewhere between 70 and 90 names. So we're diversified across industries, across sectors. We have a number of different risk controls to make sure that the portfolio has a balance between downside risk and upside opportunity. It looks to us like the economies here in the U.S. And around the world are mostly poised to accelerate. Interest rates remain quite low, and they don't, at least from where we sit, look like they're going to increase a whole lot. And as a result, it should be a pretty good environment for continued profit growth, and we're finding opportunities really across the portfolio in a number of different sectors.
I think the consumer discretionary sector is interesting. There's a lot of idiosyncratic risk across that sector, and you can find very interesting names. Industrials can be interesting, playing a non-residential recovery next year.
We're also finding a lot of opportunity in some of the big financial stocks these days. The stocks have recovered off the really low levels we saw of a couple of years ago, but they're still selling at what we consider to be very reasonable valuations. The companies are getting through finally some of the regulatory hurdles that they've gone through, and we think these companies are poised to be pretty good investments over the next couple of years.
Big technology is also an area that is an area of value. We're finding a lot of companies trading at significant discounts to their history.
One of the things I think that makes this portfolio and really Columbia unique is our strong reliance on the very heavy research efforts that we do here. Russ touched on this a little bit earlier, but we think the best way to outperform the market over time and our peer group over time is through very strong fundamental research. So one of the things I think when you invest in this fund or in any Columbia fund you're getting is you're getting the strong backing of the entire organization, the fundamental research effort, both on the equity and on the fixed income side, as well as our quantitative and our great trading effort. So that's one of the reasons I think that makes us stand apart. The other thing that's important is what Russ touched on earlier, which is our longer-term investment horizon. Particularly these days, you're finding a lot of investors with very short-term trading type of strategies. And we think if we can invest in over the long term and look over the long term, we can really assemble a portfolio of stocks that are both undervalued and poised to appreciate over time.